Ayan. So, a few reminders lang before we start our third session. Yung same rules apply, yung technology natin, itago natin. Ganyan. Kasi paper. Ganyan. Okay, so for our third session, you can see yung sa folders nyo, meron tayong tatlong tabs. Because that's really one of the goals of staff dev. It's really so that you can grow in the areas of relationship in our organization, and then spiritual. So, yung morning sessions natin is really geared for the spiritual aspect. So, our next speaker is actually Pastor Sky Ramos. He's currently functioning as the VMA National Director, and he's one of the leaders who are helping out in the spiritual strengthening arm of Victory. Siguro bias ako kasi I know him personally. He's one of my mentors. Kuya-kuya pa lang nung college. And one thing I do know about him is that he's a man who is after God's own heart. He constantly encourages me and all the friends that I have to really seek after God. And really, more on pag-prayer at prophetic, at worship, parang si Sky, si Kuya Sky talaga yung naiisip namin. So, I hope that you would open your hearts, your minds, and your ears to hear from Pastor Sky as he teaches us today.
Magandang umaga po sa inyong lahat. Lahat naman tayo na ako pag Tagalog, ba? I-check ko lang, ha? Alam ko, medyo ibang bansa ka, ibang planeta ka galing, pero so it's an honor and a joy for me to share with you in this brief hour, this morning, growing in God through prayer. In fact, nakita ko, hindi ko nakita yung listahan, pero I look at this class, dapat talaga nasa kasama nyo ako dyan sa chair. But really, talking about spirituality, yung share ko lang sa inyo, kung ano din yung na-impart sa akin ng mga mentors natin lahat. Okay, so dahil less than an hour lang to, try natin bilisan. Objective natin is to have another perspective, not another. Hopefully, some of you have already this perspective. If not, I hope you're open to seeing prayer in a different light, especially as administrative staff, that we need to grow in our prayer life. And of course, yung desire natin, maging fruitful, maging effective tayo sa work natin, tsaka sa ministry. But let me start with John 15, verse 4 and 5. Can I read verse 4, tapos kayo yung verse 5? Remain in me, and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. Let's all read verse 5 together. Ready? Go. Let's pray. Father, thank you, God, for this morning. Thank you, God, for every man and woman in this room. And thank you, God, because these words are from you. It brings life to us. Speak to us and open our hearts and our minds that we might live by your truth. In Jesus' name. Amen. Ang pangako ni God sa atin, fruitfulness. Kasama yun sa destiny natin bilang mga tagasunod ni Kristo. But there's what he's saying, remain in me and I will remain in you. Sabi niya, abide. What does that really mean? We know that the Word of God guarantees success and prosperity if we meditate upon it day and night, but part of His covenant. But how do we really cultivate a prayer life? What does that entail? How can we grow in our walk with God? Now, as an admin staff, parang meron pa bang mas specific doon? So, gawin natin mas general. Do you still remember, okay, when the first days that you were taught to pray? Do you still remember the first times that, you know, hindi pa kayo full-time, yung new disciple, young disciple? How many of you were rich when you were still on campus? Campus, yan. Thank you, Lord. Okay, and those first few times that you were being taught how to have a relationship with God, those are very important. And we build on that. We build on that through many years of working. And then we started serving God in volunteer ministries, di ba? Bago tayo nag-staff. I remember, I became an admin staff about 3 years after working in research sa UP. And although yung course ko, science yung course ko, I found myself working in a laboratory where there was so much admin work. Hindi mo talaga ma-escape yung admin work sa kahit anong department ka mapunta. I was in charge of equipment, I was in charge of procurement, I had to deal with different kinds of suppliers, I had to manage, you know, facilities, schedules, kasi laboratory management siya. Inside of that, I had to do research. Now, I realized that though there's a lot of administrative work going on in different, you know, corporations and companies, especially ours, I realized that it's not separate from our spiritual life. I realized that in any work or in any ministry, we need to, you know, cultivate spirituality. Okay? The difference between us, you know, admin staff in EN or in Victory, with those in incorporation, we have this quality that allows us to have an edge, okay, over those that do not have a walk with God. And this is something that we should capitalize on. Not just for the benefits, but really, as we go through this, I hope that you would see that the focus is more on the being rather than on the doing. You know, as administrative staff, there's expectations of us that we should produce. There should be result. We should be on time. We should, you know, deliver with excellence. But the focus of Jesus here is, okay, he starts with, I am the vine, you are the branches. He determines who we are first in light of our relationship with him. And then he talks about fruitfulness. Nauuna kasi palagi yung identity. Okay, identity precedes ministry. He is the vine, tayo branches. Then we will see fruit. That's how it's supposed to be. And I hope that with this perspective, moving on in this lesson, we need to remind ourselves, who are we? You know, when the first ministry job I had was with Pastor Manny. May desire na ako mag full-time. Hindi pa ako mag-graduate sa college. So, nung desire ako mag full-time, saka naman ako na dismiss sa college for a lot of you know, reasons, particularly yung very, I thought I was spiritual. I was in ushering ministry, I was sharing the word, I was leading small groups, but I wasn't very organized in my life. I wasn't very diligent in the things that I was supposed to do at that time. When I got reinstated, that was a miracle in itself. I still had that call to be in full-time. I didn't know what kind of full-time ministry there was. Nakita ko lang sila, Pastor Carlos, sila Pastor Christian. Sila yung mga nasa full-time. Sabi ko, pwede ba yun, Lord? Kaya lang ang layo ng tawid. I was in science, in molecular bio. So, but then, after being faithful with what I had at the time, I did my research. Pastor Manny invited me, would you consider being part of our admin staff, worship. So, syempre, admin, di ba? So, admin work. So, ako naman, kahit ano, basta makapag full-time. And syempre, little did I know na maraming resibo dito, maraming papel, tsaka maraming ano, yung schedules, yung mga kailangan, si ano, ganito, yung schedule mo. I was managing teams, recruitment and training. That was my job. But at that time, we had some allowances to also give to our volunteers for their communication, for their snacks, you know, and I was part of that core group. So for the longest time, yun yung trabaho. It took me many hours to finish my liquidation, and I would remember Sharon Milan. You know Sharon Milan, no? Of course, who doesn't know Sharon Milan, di ba? Sharon Milan was very patient with me. But in the midst of admin work, you know, pag may mga requirements, staff meetings and all, there was still that, Lord, how do you, parang may, in my mind, there was a gap between spirituality and admin work. Only to realize later na isang flow lang pala yun. Now, let me ask you, okay, let me just shift, no? In your current job, in your current position as staff, how fruitful are you? Can you gauge yourself? Can you gauge yourself in terms of fruitfulness? 10 being like, you're a model staff, admin staff, very fruitful ka, okay, nagbubunga, kitang-kita, pero one being so unfruitful, okay, can you just take 5 seconds and then write a number between 1 to 10? Okay, fruitfulness lang, fruitfulness. Gauge yourself. Honest gauge of 5, 4, write a number between 1 to 10, 2, 1. Okay, nasulat nyo na yung number. Okay, walang magpapalit, ha? Now think about this. Yung fruitfulness mo, okay, may isa pang statistic that would, you know, that would have a strong correlation with that. In terms of consistency with your Bible reading and your prayer life and just listening to God or your private worship or attending prayer meetings in your local churches in terms of consistency. 10 being always present, no fail, 7 days a week, I read my Bible. And then 1 being, disciple ka ba? Or something. Yung mga ganong level. Ano ba ginagawa mo sa buhay mo? Can you rate also yourself? Okay? Rate yourself. Okay? Tignan nyo. Rate yourself. Between 1 to 10. Okay. Now, sino sa inyo, I'm not about to ask you to raise your hand kung nasa ang range kayo. Pero sino sa inyo, more or less, within a deviation of about 2 to 3, yung difference nung unang number na sinulat nyo at saka yung pangalawa. Sino sa inyo? Malapit sila, magkalapit sila. A good number of you. And I ask you that because we need to understand that whether that's work or volunteer ministry, it has direct correlation. Your fruitfulness is always tied up with your walk with God. And we've probably heard this before. Any ministry is only an overflow of one's devotion to God. You know, when you talk about the evidence of the fruit of the Spirit in your life, when you talk about consistency in displaying an ability to impact other people in your office towards righteousness, peace, and joy, it's not just your ability to produce results in your own task, in your own job description, your own department. Do you even have the ability to encourage others in the other department? Do you have such an influence, not just among your peers, not just among those that you supervise, or the ones that, you know, whether they're volunteers or also staff, or do you even have an influence upon your own supervisors and leaders? Let me tell you, that is fruitfulness. And you know, this devotion is really an abundance of God's ministry in our life. When we engage in our prayer life, we are allowing God to minister to us. And we are allowing God, Lord, do something in my life today. You know, nung nag-work na ako sa Victory, there were a lot of challenges. And I grew up from, I don't know when you entered, you know, full-time ministry, but I grew up from the history that there were no exes. Okay? And yung bago pa ako nag-kids ministry, yung whatever it takes, totoong-totoo po yun sa time namin. Okay? Nung bago pa kasi tayo nag-staff, di ba? Nung nag-start tayo mag-volunteer, wala naman tagabuhat ng speaker dito. Pansin nyo, hindi ako... Okay. Pero dun yung mga times na yon, yung when nobody really, you know, saw you carry instruments and speakers, and there would be those times na yung mga kasama mo sa volunteer ministry, they wouldn't even be there on time, 'di ba? Parang paano na to, 'di ba? But you were there, the Holy Spirit, God the Father, God the Son, they were all there with you. And it is in those times of being alone with God and understanding that it is, you know, what it is to rely on the Spirit of God. I've been in a local church na ako sa Baguio. Yung mga CR hindi talaga excellent, yung mga bumubulwak ng mga kung ano-ano mga bagay. And because there were no paid staff, we learned to do the most, you know, humbling and, you know, yung mga tasks na talagang amoy mo pa lang, challenge ka na, 'di ba? Kasi basement 'yun sa Baguio, I remember. And we would do those tasks because unang-una wala namang staff. Pangalawa, para kay God to eh. O hindi naman para kay pastor to eh. At the end of the day, do you still see God, you know, how you serve God before? Is it still the same attitude as the way you serve God today that you're on support or you're on salary? We did certain things that you're not paid to do. Pero yung relationship mo kay God, okay, sana nagbabago siya from glory to glory. Yung dependence, yung postura natin, sana ganun pa rin. When you talk about prayer life, walking with God, growing in love, in faith, and bearing fruit, there's no formula. Walang standard structure. Sabi ng IFP, that's average number of minutes that a believer, you know, prays every day is about 15 minutes. I don't know, some of you may be more, some of you may be less. Okay, that includes yung personal time nyo, meditation of the word, supplication and petitioning, intercessory ministry, both personal and corporate, and your time of praise and worship. Now, let me give me some key points. Personal prayer is a response to the gospel. Hindi po natural yan. Hindi lang effort natin na, syempre may effort tayo, pero ultimately, apart from knowing God, hindi mo tayo magbe-pray. We would rather sleep. We would rather, you know, when you wake up, just think about what you need to do and just go on your way. It's not natural to us. But a person growing in understanding who God is and what He's done will continue to develop a heart that is grateful and thankful and recognizing, Lord, I am fruitful because I am connected to You. Your word says, apart from You, I can do nothing. So, this scripture in Philippians chapter 3 was reminded, it was an issue of confidence. Paul was talking to a group of people. Ano, may pagmamalaki ba sila? Ganito sila, ganito sila. Sabi niya, ako din, meron din ako pang pagmamalaki. Sabi niya, it is we, okay, who worship by the Spirit of God, who glory in Christ Jesus, put no confidence in the flesh, that I myself have reasons to have confidence. If anyone else thinks he has reasons, I have more. And then he goes on to the list. Ako, taga-Israel ako, taga-Benjamin ako, Hebrew of Hebrews. Kung sa legalistic righteousness lang, walang tatalo sa akin. I remember, you know, before Christ, I was very religious. I memorized every prayer there was. And I would drag people. Before kami mag-bully, I would, you know, drag them to pray the Holy Rosary. And then we would go out and do our thing. That was before. But now, when we came to know Christ, it changed. Okay? Sana hindi nagbabago yung salita na sinasabi ni Paul sa atin, whatever was to my profit, I now consider lost for the sake of Christ. Do you still have that mindset, that perspective? That what we have given up for Christ, our dreams, our careers, or what we could have been in the corporate industry, or you know, whatever we have laid down, is it still the same attitude that what we consider loss, what we considered a gain for us, we consider now a loss for the sake of Christ? He said, I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. Can you really know Christ when you're on that, you know, desk, typing, organizing files, Excel, Word documents, you know, doing your PowerPoint for somebody that, you know, topics that you're probably alien to you, but you just need to do it? Do you still get to know Christ when you are, you know, managing volunteers? How many of you are in volunteer management? May mga local church dito, no? Okay, great. Do you still see Christ? Or do you just see things to do? You know, the start of burnout is when you just forget about this life in Christ in light of the things that we do. He sabi niya, for whose sake I have lost all things, I consider them rubbish, that I may gain Christ and be found in Him, not having a righteousness of my own, comes from the Lord, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God, it is by faith. It is a righteousness by faith from first to last. Sana hindi lang nuna saved tayo. We cannot become, you know, professional Christians. There's no such thing, I think, in my book. Diba? We serve God with so much passion. We prayed like there was no tomorrow before. You know, 20 kilos ago, sorry, ganun yung measure ko ngayon. That was, we would read that word as if our very lives depended on it. When we were on campus, okay, yes, we engage in spiritual thing. We were so passionate. Then we became single. We had a lot, we thought we had so much more time. But then the world, you know, tries to creep in and reality sinks in. We need to work, yes. But are we still having that mindset, that passion that says, I want to know Christ. I want to know the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of sharing His sufferings. Do we still see na pag may pinagdadaanan tayo sa admin work natin? No, when we come out of meetings na hindi na pansin yung ano mo, yung suggestion mo, or okay pa yung hindi mo pansin, kung na-shoot down. Okay lang yun, di ba? Kung pagkatapos ng meeting, kutsaka pa rin ng mga teammates, ano nga yung suggestion mo, yung mga ganun, yung mga pinag-isipan mo yun ng isang gabi, hindi ka makatulog, yung mga idea mo, yung mga projects mo, ang ganda siguro nito. Ni-rehearse mo pa sa salamin kung paano mo ipepresent. Ito muna. Tapos sasabihin ko ganito. Tapos pagdating doon, wala pang mga 5 seconds. Bang! Wala na yung idea mo. Do you still see that, you know, in the midst of all that, Christ is with us and His life is sustaining us? He says, not that I have already obtained all this or have already been made perfect, but I press on to take hold for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. To take hold, you know, yung destiny natin as disciples, as men and women of God, as followers of Christ, surpasses or supersedes every task that we have.
ministry, work, that's just part of it. And if all our life is revolving around our work and our ministry, then our confidence will be on that. It's when you know that people, all they talk about is work and ministry and the people at work. Do you still have a life outside of it? Paul was talking about the confidence. Okay? Yung confidence na to, hindi sa ginawa niya, kundi sa ginawa ni Kristo. And having a personal prayer life that is consistent is really an evidence of dependence on God. Reliance on the Spirit of God. And you know, there I am all for gifting and talent. We teach people, we equip them, we do seminars out of that. But at the end of the day, do we recognize that all these gifts and talents come from the Lord? You know, lalo na yung mga simpleng bagay, dati yung stapler ka lang, taga-stapler ka eh. Galingan mo mag-stapler, ituwid mo yung stapler. Huwag sayangin yung mga staple wires. Eh, muro lang naman yun eh. Magpiprint ka ng papel. Diba? Ganda mo naman yung print mo. And you see that it's because my God is with me when I do these things. It's part of our life. Are we knowing God in the midst of what we're doing? Number two, personal prayer is a place of transformation. When you realize who God is, more and more realize we need to change in many ways. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18, and we who with unveiled faces all reflect the Lord's glory are being transformed into His likeness with ever-increasing glory which comes from the Lord who is the Spirit. There's a principle called the principle of beholding the Lord. We learned this from Mike Bickle. That as we behold God more, we reflect more of His glory. When yung principle na, you behold what you become. Kung puro basketball idol na lang pinapanood mo, itsura mo na rin, maging ganun ka na rin, di ba? Yung damit mo, lahat ng oras mo. Sino idol mo, Jack? Yeah. Kevin Love. Tama. Galing siya ngayon. Okay. You become what you behold. David said about him, I saw the Lord always before me because He is at my right hand. I will not be shaken. This was a quote from Psalm 16. I have set the Lord always before me. Do you see God in the midst of our daily work, especially in the most mundane things? You know, we like routines. Do you like routines? I like routines. Because routines help me become more excellent, na ma-maximize. And I want to get, you know, improve on that. But in the midst of that routine, do you still see the Lord? Do you still see God when you get depressed? Sometimes nasa office ka lang, no? Tapos maya, feeling mo, nag-iisa ka na. Tapos parang yung mga office mate ka nag-move on sa ibang department, nag-move on sa ibang calling nila, or nag-move on sa married life, yung mga ganun. And then sometimes you get to think about them and the times that you had enjoyed them. And then mamaya, you know, discouragement creeps in on you. Do you still see the Lord in the midst of that? It's so easy to see the Lord kapag ka there's result, there's fruit, ang galing ng event natin, grabe, dami na bless. Pero do you still see the Lord when you're just in your desk? There's nobody to talk to you. Do you still see the Lord when you feel your back pains, ang lamig-lamig naman ng aircon dito, tapos di ka nakakapag-workout, di ka na makakain ng mga pagkain na gusto mong kainin dahil may mga kailangan kang tapusin. Hindi mo mapanood yung mga sine gusto mong panoorin. It's a choice. And it's really by the grace of God that God would open your eyes. Hey, I'm here. I was here since the day you got born again. I never left you. You still hear Him talk to you, give you ideas. Beholding the Lord. Sabi nila, you know, all the great men and women of God in history had something the same to those that are not so great men, women in history. You want to know what? They had 24 hours a day. And in their routine, okay, the great men and women of God spent their first hours reading the Bible and listening to the voice of God. Are we still into that? So I've learned this na yung 24 hours mo, pwede mo i-divide sa dalawa. Direct focus, general awareness. Direct focus yung you position yourself with earnest attention. Yung wala kang gagawin. Mental activity, yung posture mo, concentrate ka lang sa Bible, kay God. Direct focus when you go to Sunday service. You're not working. You're actually there to attend service, hear the word, and worship God. You fix your gaze on God's very presence. Yung glory niya, yung kabaitan niya, yung kabutihan niya, yung kahabagan niya. You meditate on that. Yun yung direct focus. pag alabas mo doon, yung general awareness, hindi ka umaalis sa presensya niya. It's when you go into meetings and when you say something that's offensive, immediately the Holy Spirit, it's so easy for the Holy Spirit to prompt you, hey, you shouldn't have said that offensive word. Why don't you go and apologize to your teammate? Why don't you go and you know, tell your pastor, I didn't mean it this way, and you know, is your heart still, you know, with that level of, how do you say, pliability, na kaya kang i-lead ni God and you're very responsive to His leading. But more than that, when you're doing something that you need creativity, something that you need, you know, a touch of God's excellence, you know, you can work it with your background, with your training, you can work it all. We're excellent people. But there is an excellence that only the Spirit of God can give. There is that. Would you crave for that? Would you hunger for that? Would you behold God's presence to see God in the most difficult of tasks and in the most simple of tasks? To see the Lord always before you. It's a choice. It's when you wait and listen. It's when there's so much pressure, you have the instinct to pause and, Lord, ano nga gagawin natin dito? Do you still open the door and say, Lord, join me in this office? I did that in our laboratory. Lord, sama mo ako dito. Hindi ko alam gagawin ko dito eh. As opposed to just coming to work, alam ko na gagawin ko. Kain-kain ko. Nagawa ko na to dati. May files na nito noon eh. Kain-kain na natin to. Ano pa? It's a different attitude. It's a different posture of the heart. Do you expose your spirit to God? Lord, ito yung mga iniisip ko. Yung pag na-frustrate ka, kaya mo pa rin mag-vent kay God at hindi sa mga tao. Yung hindi mo ginagawang pag nag-vent mo yung mga office mate mo, kita mo yung mga, grabe, may problema siya. Ganun na yung tingin sa'yo ng mga office mate mo. Pag nakita ka nila, kung problema dyan, huwag tayo lumapit dyan. Or pag nakita ka nila, no, si Jack, tara, sama tayo dyan. May joke yan ngayon. Yung mga ganun. Yung nakaka-encourage ba yung presence mo sa team mo? Or ikaw lang yung magaling sa department mo, hindi mo naiaangat yung iba? There's a Spirit of God, that the Spirit of God brings a quality to our life and our work that cannot be generated by ourselves. Do you still hunger for Him in the midst of what you're doing? The more work, do you see yourself bowing down more often and pause, taking a pause? Spiritual hunger is God-given. You cannot generate it. You have to guard it. You ask God, Lord, make me hungry for You. It comes from God only. And we labor for rest. I don't know how that works. But when God said, enter His rest, you labor towards that. You schedule your... Is it still a primary meeting in your week to attend a service or a prayer meeting? Or you just take it for granted? When we train our pastors and their wives about prayer team training and your personal prayer partners about telling them that we're not always strong. And one of the statistics says that, you know, many of the people in the clergy, this is a North American study, many people in the clergy feel that their personal relationship, their work is not enhancing their personal relationship with God. To think that their main job is to preach the gospel and to pray for people. It's so easy to assume that you're very spiritual, especially if you're working in a church. But the reality is we all need to read our Bible. We all need to attend service just like anybody else. We still need to be prayed for just like anybody else. Because we have families, we have lives to live, we have our own struggles. And I hope that we don't presume that we're spiritual just because we work in a spiritual organization. So, rest is confidence in God. Pride is confidence misplaced. Humility is confidence properly placed. And grace is given to those who humble themselves. We believe that God is a gracious God. But are you in the place of receiving that grace? It's like, I want to shower in a waterfall. Pumunta ka din sa waterfall. Alam, pumunta yung waterfall sa'yo. Are you in that place of being transformed? Are you in that place of prayer, the word? Then let God transform you in that place. There's the principle of beholding. There's the nature of the beholding. And the nature of beholding is this. It's a dim reflection. And when it says we all reflect the Lord's glory, it means that it wasn't a perfect reflection like a mirror. It was actually a poor reflection. Like we are imperfect mirrors. You are made in the image of likeness of God, but when you're in the place of prayer, God is transforming you with ever-increasing glory. Ini-impart niya yung glory niya sa'yo. At yung mga parts na hindi nakaka-reflect ng glory niya, binabago niya. He is perfecting you. It was intentionally a beholding that is dim because God is still at work in us. We're not perfect. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 12 says, it is a poor reflection as in a mirror, then we shall see face to face. Can you look at your cell phones? Or maybe just this one. What do you call this? Acrylic. Can you look at your image at the acrylic right now? Try it. Okay, look at yourself. Manalamin kayo sa acrylic. Nakikita nyo ba yung itsura nyo? Yes. But is it a perfect reflection? No, it's a dim reflection. That's what that scripture means. In 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 3:18 and 1 Corinthians 13:12. And the key is just coming to the presence of God very often. Over time, quality communion time increases. And then, the glory of God will just overflow in your life. Diba, napakadali sana kung yung glory ni God, dala-dala natin yung presensya niya sa mga meetings natin, sa mga offices natin. Hindi mo na kailangan mag-ano ng mga tao na mali yung ginagawa nila. Hindi mo na kailangan magsabi. Sila na, you know, the Holy Spirit's job is to convict people. Hindi naman tayo yung magkukonvict ng tao. Sometimes we even come across condemning pa nga sa iba. But if the Holy Spirit is with you, di ba, mas mapapadali yung work natin. Hindi na natin kailangan mag-tiptoe around people na kailangan natin, ano mo yung kausapin kasi mali ito, ganyan. Lalo na kung hindi kayo confrontational, although there's a place for confrontation. Pero isipin nyo kung yung may mga office mates kayo na ano palaging ayaw na lang come on time, di okay lang. Yung mga BI, alam mo yun? Yes, there are those in our ministry that para okay ka lang. Oras ng pasok natin, anong oras ka na? Di ba? Or yung mga, they would tell you to do things that you're not supposed to do. Whether that's about money or time or the way we do things. You know, it's not just about what we do, it's how we do things that matters to God. Isipin mo kung yung banal na espiritu nasa puso mo, tapos people would just be convicted. They wouldn't even, you know, dare. The enemy would not dare, you know, come near you. Discouragement would not dare come near you. Kasi, punong-puno ka ng Spirit ni God eh. Being filled with the Spirit in our offices or coming into our meetings, one of the best things that we can contribute to our team. Coming to our daily work prayed up. Why? Because we're so, you know, it's so easy to take in ideas and talk with people properly. May iba pang benefits yan later. But the beholding also becomes a discipline eventually. And here's the principle, consistency in routine before inspiration and anointing. A man reaps what he sows. The one who sows to please his sinful nature from that nature will reap destruction. The one who sows to please the Spirit from the Spirit will reap eternal life. You want to invest and reap in the Spirit. If you want to reap in the Spirit, you need to invest in the spiritual things also. Galatians chapter 6, verse 7. You see, you come to that place, consistency, and then the release of the blessing and the favor would just be, iba lang yung minsan may maganda ka nagawa, isang project, tapos pagkatapos nun, puro sablay na. Iba yun eh. Yung gusto mo na, yung sinasabi nitong inspiration and ano, yung tuloy-tuloy, yung consistent. Di ba parang, kunwari, worship leader ka, nakapag-lead ka ng isang anointed, talagang kulang na lang pakita yung mga anghel dun sa worship service nyo. Pero iba yung worship leader na consistent siya, yung hindi lang minsan, yung palagi, pag nandun ka, yung buhay mo, umaapaw na lang. Ganun din sa atin. Pag nagmi-meeting tayo, pag sumuporta tayo sa mga pastor, we're so in tune with what they need. Na si Holy Spirit, alam niya na yung need niya eh. Okay, you don't need to be prophetic to know ahead. Iba pa yun. But let me tell you, as children of God, God is a planner. He knows the plans He has for us. lalo na tayo nasa side tayo, we're supporting our pastors and our leaders who are in the front line, we can be so accurate. I see Mayet support Pastor Joey. Grabe. Ang galing. I see, you know, Rhea do her job. Grabe. Ang galing sumuporta. Parang nag-usap sila. Hindi. Alam lang talaga nila. Sana ganun tayo. Pag meeting pa lang, may isip pa lang ni Pastor. Ito kailangan ko. Ito po. Ito po. Andito na lahat eh. Yung bag mo punong-puno ng mga lahat nung kailangan for that meeting. What do you need, Pastor? Wala na. Ang galing eh. We can actually live like that. And be such a strong support for those that we serve. Number three, personal prayer is intimacy with the Father. And I wanted to add this, kasi we always teach personal prayer is communication with God. This is not just God. Yes, He is God. But He is not just this cosmic being, this holy and righteous, just God. This is our dad right here. And if we're to grow in our prayer life, there has to be that ginosko intimacy into me. Look at me, God, and let me speak to you. It's interesting, Jesus had a prayer life too. He was God. I don't think He was praying to Himself. And we talk about prayer life as an intimacy with the Father. Yun yung si Jesus. He didn't need to worship Himself or read Himself. He is the Word. He is life. He is eternal. But Jesus, very early in the morning, would pray. Bakit? Kasi excited siya to talk to his dad. More than that, he's excited to hear his dad's voice. And this is I see my son growing up, and pag sinabi niyong, Papa, man, talaga yung heart ko. Ano gusto mo, anak? Kahit saan tayo? I never expected him to call me daddy. Parang, ganun pala yung feeling ni God when we speak His name. And I need us to see that God is so pleased with us, not just when we do things for Him, but by simply being who we are to Him. He saved us for us. He saved us for you, for you to be in this family too, so that you will know what He planned for you. He's more excited to bless you and make you, He's more committed than anybody to make you become the best. Maybe you're in a place na parang tagal naman yung next equipping ko, Lord, tagal naman yung next na ano, saan kaya ako mag-grow dito sa skill na to? You know what? God has already planned it for you. He is committed. And this spirit of sonship will be tested in our lives. It will be tested when your boss does something you do not like. It will be tested when your superiors or your supervisors does something that is not in favor for you. It will be tested. Will you recognize that you are a child of God? Secure ako, Lord. Jesus, see, God the Father, very few times lang siya nag-speak. Pero yung few times na yun, medyo magkakapareho yung tema. Ito sa Luke chapter 3, sabi niya, and the Holy Spirit descended on him, okay, during his baptism. And the Bible says in that verse, later in that verse, that it was before he began his ministry. And he said, "You are my son whom I love. With you I am well pleased." He affirms his identity. Anak kita. Huwag mo makakalimutan. Hindi mo makakalimutan ni Jesus yun eh. Alam naman ni Jesus yun. He's perfectly loved. And He loves the Father with the perfect love that He only deserves. But why do we have to read it now? So that we would know that you and I, being found in Christ, have that same word coming from our Father every single day. But do we listen to it that way? Or is it just for Jesus? It's when God tells you every morning, every night, "You're my daughter." Kung lalaki ka, "You are my son." Medyo malabo yata yun, Lord, pag kamali tayo ng rinig. "You are mine. You belong to me. I am your provider. I'm gonna take care of you because you are mine." You know, we have, those of you who have children, you take care of your kids as best as you can. You protect them, you provide for them as best as you can. You discipline them. And it says, "I love you." An affirmation of that affection that you don't just belong to me. I care about you. I really do. It's when you're at work and none of your teammates or maybe even your boss doesn't really care much about what you're doing except what you give to them. I hope that that's not true. But sometimes we feel like that. Sometimes. But will you look to God and say, in the midst of this daily work and routine, I know that my Father is speaking His love to me at this very moment. I love you. And He says, I am pleased with you. As admin staff, it's so easy to go fall into the temptation that when we fail to deliver, we feel that, you know, lalo na pag, na, syempre, mapagsasabihan ka. Syempre, matatanong ka, ano nangyari dito? Why? How could you? Diba? Yung mga, we planned this. Unacceptable. Or you hear words like, I'm very disappointed. Diba? You give your best, and somehow, just by some test, you know, but we don't see it's a test. Your supervisor or your boss would tell you, I'm very disappointed. It breaks your heart, right? But do you go back to the foundation that you know that your life is not about how you perform because God's pleasure was on you even before you actually acknowledge Him as Father? That brings security to our lives. Failures, if you've had some, I've had my share. Failure is an event. We move on from it. It is not a person. You are not a failure. God's pleasure is on you, and His word shall not change. Why do you do what you do? Why do you serve in that capacity? Why again? Why? You ask yourself that every single day. Why do I need to read my Bible? Why do I pray? Because I know my Father loves you so much. I pray because I'm a child in this family and this is how children live. We talk to our dad. I read my Bible. Our praying doesn't determine who we are. Our prayer is a response to who God is and what He's doing in our life. If we don't know who we are, other people's opinions will matter too much. If they commend you, it will flatter you. If they criticize you, it will flatten you. But if you listen to the voice of God and you are whole inside, everything else that's outside, you take it objectively. I take that. Noted. I'm not going to do that again. And you don't get to be bitter against anybody. Remember, okay? Sinasabi ni God sa atin, anak, love kita eh. Anak kita eh. I'm committed to you. Remind yourself of who you are in Christ. You'll remember what's your destiny. If we don't know who we are, we damage relationships. Okay? Sana yung work natin, binavalue din natin yung relationships. There are people that, you know, sometimes yung chemistry talaga, hindi talaga okay. So you change department or you ask God, Lord, is this still where you want me? So that happens. But we don't want damaged relationships. Because we build relationships. That's eternal. It's for the long haul. We don't interpret disagreements as rejection because we're insecure. Okay? When you're secure, disagreements bring clarity to the table. And that's what we need many times. Okay? God takes care of you, and then because of that love and affirmation that overflows in your life, it's so easy for you to come to work always up and going. I'm not saying always, you know, happy, but the joy is evident. Hindi yung, kumusta ka? Eh, minsan, mas mukhang refresh na refresh pa yung mga volunteers o yung mga sinusupervise natin kaysa sa atin. Kung umasok tayo sa work, no? Gandahan na lang natin yung damit natin, pero yung countenance natin, ano eh, burned out. Parang hindi humugot dun sa voice ni God. I hope that we do not take that for granted. Okay? With security, we will not be control freaks, we will not have any sense of entitlement. We will be very effective in reaching people and we will not be trapped in performance. Okay? Understanding that we are significant in God, we are delivered from the need for status, we're not after position, we're not after recognition. We just rest. When we fail, we move on because God's opinion about you does not change. It's a foundation. This is our personal prayer life. There are benefits when you come to the place of prayer. God always comes. God always answers. Or God changes us. If God doesn't change your situation, He's changing you. Okay? How do we behold the Lord? We praise and worship, read the Bible, we talk about the Word to our teammates, or we just keep silent in prayer, whether we're at our desk or in the midst of a multitude that we're serving. Finally, number 4, corporate prayer. We pray, it's simply praying in groups. Okay, that's what corporate prayer is. But I wanted to add this in growing in our prayer life. Because we felt that this is one of the things that Pastor Jim LaFoon, we agreed with Pastor Jim LaFoon's word, that in a movement that's fast growing, we need to recognize sustainability. What is given birth in the flesh what is given birth in the spirit will be maintained by the spirit. We are a spiritual organization, and this is spiritual work that we do on the back end. Can you please read Matthew 18, verse 90 to 20? Ready? Go. It will be done for you by my Father in heaven. There am I with you. So, just 3 quick things. First is the 2 or 3. On earth, agreeing. So, just encircle that in that, you know. Agree. 2 of you on earth, agree. Corporate prayer is a place of agreement. It's not just agreement with one another, but agreement with the will of God. It's both. You imagine yung oras ng meetings natin na mababawasan. Diba? Kung meron ng sense of agreement bago pa umapak doon. Ang dali na lang, detalye na lang. But that happens in a place of prayer. And it's not, even if we have different, you know, opinions, diverse skills and makings, God's going to cause that agreement to come to fruition. Next, corporate prayer preserves unity. Okay? When we come together, whether physically or, you know, coming together in prayer, whether magkakaiba kayo ng lugar, even as admin staff working in different local centers, if you are united. You see, unity cannot be manufactured. It is derived from the very triune nature of God. 3 tri-unity. Okay? It is His quality imputed on us that we receive in a place of prayer. Okay? Kung merong unity problems, just pray together. Ang galing nun. Hindi, no amount of team building can replace, you know, just the unity that God can give. There's place for team building, and I'm all for that. Okay, but please, don't get me wrong. Si God yung author ng unity. Hindi tayo. Okay, and finally, corporate prayer is a meeting with the Lord. Yun yung exciting sa prayer life eh. Nandun si Lord, huwag nandun kayo. Eh, mahirap kasi pag nag-iisa ka lagi nagpipray. Ah, Lord, naririnig ba talaga kita? Yung mga gano'n. Yung mga bumubulong, di ba? Pero pag nagpray kayo together, tapos na yung word na sinabi sa'yo ni God in your personal time, i-affirm niya dun sa common time. That is so powerful. That is so encouraging. These are some things that I wanted to share with you. And of course, there are obstacles to prayer life. And as leaders, you know, just let me just go through some of them. When there's unconfessed sin, when there's unbelief and doubt, or when there's, you know, no regular time and place for prayer, may mga obstacles, but you can hurdle those obstacles. There's also developing a prayer language. Pray niyo yung word. Kung Tagalog ka, makipag-usap kay God, basa ka ng Tagalog Bible para mas ma-express mo yung sarili mo na maayos. Pero kung naririnig mo si God ng English, it's because you read an English Bible. Well, let me tell you, you talk to God and He'll talk to you. But God is always speaking, but are we always in the place of listening? So, when we were younger, I mentioned that we prayed like there was, like, it mattered for eternity, the people that would go to our services, we prayed that we didn't have much in the early days. But I hope that when we posture ourselves at work, we're always thankful, always grateful. You know, thank God for those support staff, our EGC, our tech team. Thank God that we have facilities. And, you know, let us not abandon the places of prayer in our local churches. Sometimes we're busy. I don't think we should ever be too busy for God's appearances. We have many meetings. But I believe the most important meeting for us is our meeting with God alone and our meeting with God together with God's people. Because He's the most important person in this earth and in heaven. So, quick questions, responses. Meron ba? Say, I was told to just end at 12. None? Wow, grabe. Can you please, can you just apply this? Can you just pray for the person beside you? In your tables lang. Just quick prayer. 30 seconds per person. 1, 2, 3. 3 prayers for each one and then we're gonna close in your prayer. Begin to wrap it up. We're gonna pray together in 10 seconds. Okay, let's pray. Bilis no, 10 seconds. Thank you, Lord, for this time. Salamat, Ama, dahil mahal-mahal mo kami. Salamat sa iyong pagpapasensya. Salamat, Panginoon, sa iyong pag-unawa. Lord, salamat, kinakalinga mo bawat isa sa amin. Lord, I pray that you would let that shepherding heart, Lord God, just be a reality in our hearts, Lord. Let us know who you are more and more. Open our eyes that we might see you like David. He always saw you. Lord God, He chose to see you in everything. And when it's hard, God, open our eyes and just quicken our hearts. And Holy Spirit, I speak your blessing. Lord, I believe your Lord, this room is going to just overflow with fruit and productivity because of who you are and your Spirit abiding in them. Lord, bless each one in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.